You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Think of it as sort of a Nobel Prize for businesses, the Oslo Business for Peace Award. The Business for Peace Foundation every year honors business leaders who use their skills to do good, to help the economy, help society, and do it in a way that's ethical and responsible. This year's winners hail from Ireland, from Colombia, and Southeast Michigan. Lori Blaker is the CEO of TTI Global. It's headquartered in Bloomfield Hills, a staffing, training, research, and consulting company that operates in more than 24 countries on five continents. But it's what Lori has done with women in conflict regions like Kabul, Afghanistan, that has won her the Oslo Business for Peace Award. And she's with us now. Lori Blaker, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you, Cynthia. It's really quite an honor. Thank you.
You are now in the company of the likes of past winners such as Richard Branson and Elon Musk. How does that feel?
A little bit overwhelming, to tell you the truth. It's just mind-blowing. It really is.
First, before we talk about the Oslo Business for Peace Award, tell us a little more about your company. And am I right that it was actually begun by your parents?
Yeah, actually, my dad started the company back in the late 70s, early 80s, and that's when the electronics was really starting to hit the automotive industry, and he wrote service manuals for the automotive manufacturers here in the Detroit area. So that's kind of how we got our start, and I was his first full-time employee.
And here you are. So what do you do with the company? Tell us the kind of work the company does.
We would develop and design training programs that focus primarily around retail and after-sales operations. So we work a lot with dealerships. We train salespeople. We train technicians on how to fix your car. You know, we work with dealer principals on improving the profitability of their operations. And we do that, as you said, on five continents around the world.
And how did that work you're doing with your company drive you toward the work you're being honored for, that you're doing with women in Afghanistan, in India?
Oh, gosh, it was a long journey, let me tell you. And I primarily got involved in supporting women and women's organizations just because of my involvement in the automotive industry. And, you know, back when I got started, you didn't see too many women working supervisory or management positions within the manufacturers or even the suppliers. So just some of the things that I think I experienced on the way through and the way up influenced me and my focus on supporting other women and helping them grow and develop. But I had been working quite a bit in India and with other women's organizations, and I happened to come across a group of women that were supporting Afghan women. And these Afghan women would actually go through a training program in Afghanistan, and then they would come over to the United States at the end of the program to get a little bit more, additional training. And then also they were partnered up with American women, and they actually, I had a young woman come and stay with me. She actually lived with me for about 10 days, and she job shadowed not only, you know, my career, my life, being a mother, running a household. So they actually get a chance to experience life as an American woman. And just some of the horror stories that I heard from her really pressed me to get more involved. And then I was actually invited to join the first U.S. trade mission to Kabul, Afghanistan back in 2012. And so I went, and it was just a really eye-opening experience. And, you know, I looked around and thought, geez, you know, what can we do to help? And that's how this whole project got started.
And I know you've got training and an automotive training center going in Kabul. How do you see that impacting the lives of women there?
Because I actually have women that are running the business. They traditionally can't be technicians because, you know, it just wouldn't be allowed still even yet today. So I was trying to think of a way, how could I get them involved and how could I get them some experience and some development. So we started the program, and I actually have women that are managing and running the operations, and still have men in the more traditional technical jobs, but the women basically run the business for me.
What do you think, now that you've worked with women living in conflict areas and areas with, you know, a tough economy, how can we build more bridges between ourselves and them?
I really think that the key to it all is commerce. You know, we've got to develop industry in these conflict zones, and there's got to be an opportunity for these people to work. You know, when you've got starving people, you've got big problems. you know, a hungry man is a dangerous man, as I've always said. Mm-hmm. And we've got to give them something other than conflict to focus on. You know, if they've got a roof over their head, food on the table, and an education, life's 100% better than being out fighting with the Taliban or ISIS. So we've got to give them something else. And until we can get industry and commerce established, you know, we're spending all this time and resources and lives in these conflict areas, and I just don't see it doing any good until we can get that established. So I just think it's critical.
And it seems that certainly you're a living example that business bears responsibility for furthering peace and justice in the world.
Oh, and I think we can do an enormous amount of good. You know, I can work a heck of a lot faster than the U.S. government. I can move somewhere and get something launched and, you know, plans developed and work moving forward so much quicker than a government could. You know, because we've got our feet on the street and we're right out there in society working with the different cultural issues and working with the people on the ground, we can see, you know, readily what's going on and what needs to happen. So I just think we're in such a great situation and we should be doing more of that.
Lori Blaker, you're off to Oslo next month for the awards ceremony. What does getting the Business for Peace Award mean toward furthering your work with women in Afghanistan and India?
That's a really good question. It's more than just the award and what does it mean and, you know, what's it going to do as far as helping promote. It's, to me, it's like a lifetime achievement award because so many times, you know, I'd be focused on supporting this project in Kabul, and then we've got others in India that we help support. But, you know, everybody would look at me and say, you know, why are you doing this? You know, why aren't you focusing somewhere else? Why aren't you focusing more on, you know, just on your business in general, which I do, but you can always find a little bit of time to focus on something that helps these women in this particular conflict zone. So to me, it's just kind of a reaffirmation that, you know, no, I wasn't crazy, and yeah, I'm on the path that I was meant to be on, and I'm doing the things that I was meant to do and still managing my business and growing my business. So to me, it's just it just represents that you can do both. You can be successful at both, and more of us should be considering, you know, how can we get involved and how can we do that?
Lori Blaker, CEO of TTI Global, headquartered in Bloomfield Hills. She will receive the Oslo Business for Peace Award next month at a ceremony in Norway. Congratulations, Lori. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you, Cynthia. Thank you so much.